A Manitowoc restaurateur has beaten the odds thanks in part to the quick actions of two Manitowoc police officers. On March 29th, Mike Hollihan, the co-owner and head chef at Holla in Manitowoc, had a sudden cardiac arrest. His wife Shannon began CPR while their son called 911, who helped talk her through the procedure.
And then I literally heard the sirens, like, you know, 30 pumps later. Like, they were so fast. And so I told our son to go open the door.
And in walked Officer Casey Clarkson, who actually delivers wood to their restaurant. He was followed by Officer Alicia Hansen and EMS, who deployed a defibrillator, which restarted Mike's heart after it was stopped for 4 whole minutes. Mike was taken to BayCare for treatment, which is when he tells WOMT News he was diagnosed with non-compaction cardiomyopathy.
Which means my heart didn't fill out and smooth out as it should in my development. So I didn't know until this happened. So 50 years, boop, here you go, here's heart disease. So they gave me a defibrillator, which is different than a pacemaker. The defibrillator is basically just sitting there waiting to just shock my butt if I need it. Hopefully I never need it, and I've heard a lot of stories of people never needing it, even though they had this huge event happen.
Mike is, simply put, a walking miracle. Only 8% of people who have cardiac arrest outside of a hospital survive, and of those that do, 99% suffer brain damage. Mike not only survived, but Shannon says his brain is functioning properly. Mike called the entire situation nothing short of a miracle, given that if EMS arrived even seconds later, he would not be here.
You can't plan that perfectly, you know, and just the way everything was so intricately just timed out was just what I believe is it was a God thing.
A GoFundMe page has been set up for the Hollihan family to help cover their medical expenses. Not being one to let a little thing like a heart attack slow him down, Mike is already back on the Holla on Wheels food truck, serving up delicious food, albeit on a much more limited basis. I'm Ryan Braum, reporting for WOMT News.